These are all brilliant ideas. And I said to John a couple of days ago, I said, you need to kick all these days off. You're the brainchild, the genius behind it. So with that said, as we get set to celebrate 73 years today of Israeli independence, here he is, the man, John Catsimatidis. Good morning, John.
Sydney, congratulations on being Grand Marshal again. You were Grand Marshal 2 years ago, and you're Grand Marshal again. And it's such a proud day to celebrate Israel Independence Day, 73 years. And it's going to be a great day. You know, WABC is going to be 100 years old this September, and we'll be celebrating that too. I am glad that we're in New York City, the head of diversity and the head of celebrating all ethnic cultures. I've always been very, very close to the Jewish people. And Rabbi Potashnik, Rabbi Schneier is my rabbi. It's going to be a beautiful day, Sid. What do you say?
I'm very excited. I'm honored. I must say I'm honored. I've got my sash here. I'll be taking pictures, putting them on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter momentarily. I wish my father was alive to see this, but people are telling me today, don't worry, he sees it. The New York Post promo you put in yesterday was beautiful. This whole thing is beautiful. Bernard, my dear buddy, my partner, is as enthusiastic and pro-Israel as anybody I know. He's a legitimate Zionist.
L'chaim.
Yeah, so we are both very excited. We're both very excited, and we love these days, but specifically this one. I ask you this. You've never done this stuff before at other stations. All these days that we now give to the different ethnic groups. It's a brilliant idea. Where did that start?
When did it start?
Yeah,
I think we started last year when we did Columbus Day, and we honored all Italians, and we were proud, and we were very angry about what was going on in New York, trying to tear down the Columbus statue in Central Park or down in 59th Street, and it's about celebrating all our cultures and not allowing some of these crazy people to tear down our cultures. Sid, who are these people that are trying to tear down America?
Yeah, who the hell are they? That's an excellent question, and we have to stop them, Mr. Catsimatidis, on the Bernie and Sid Show, as we celebrate Israel Independence Day. Mr. Catsimatidis, you, sir, are the product of the American dream, and I would posit that the state of Israel is analogous to the American dream. They were given, they took the opportunity, a piece of desert in a land, a godforsaken land, turned it into an oasis, took the opportunity, capitalized on it in a big way, and it's a wild success. Just like your story, sir, the state of Israel, they did the same exact thing to their credit, against all odds, and yet here they are today, not only surviving, but thriving out in the Middle East.
And they have, how do you call it in Italian? Coyunes? They are protecting the world against Iran getting nuclear weapons. They're on the forefront. And I believe they are being supported by the other Arab nations. They're supported by the United States. They will not allow Iran to get nuclear weapons, and they do what they have to do, and they've said that. And we have a great day. We have Henry Kissinger, 98 years old. I interviewed him yesterday for this morning, he has great insight. 98 years old. His mind is as sharp as a tack. We got Senator Schumer. We got Senator Lieberman. We got Alan Dershowitz. We have a Cindy Adams is calling in, tell us her experiences in Israel. And we have a day loaded with special guests. And Sydney, thank you for everything you do for the Jewish community and everything you do for WABC.
Well, thank you. Thank you again for bestowing me with this great honor. And you're a good man, John. We talk about that all the time. This is not show. This is not, hey, we're just going to, pander and be nice to these different ethnic groups. This is something you feel strongly about. Same thing with Bernie and Sid. We feel strongly about it, too. So we are both very, very proud to be a part of this today. We love you. And let's have a good time. We got a big day ahead of us. Thank you so much for kicking it off.
One more thing, Sid. You got to tell the audience about Studio 77, and we have to teach our audience how to use it, that we are going to have live entertainment streaming on the WABC website, streaming on YouTube, streaming on Facebook. I know we have a lot of people that are technically oriented, but our audience should learn to see that. We have the six dancing rabbis to celebrate Independence Day. And Sid, you're going to be emceeing that and taking charge of that. You got to teach your audience and our audience how to be able to see it live.
Yeah, we will do that. Bernie and I will fill them in throughout the day, because you're right, between noon and about 4 o'clock this afternoon, everybody from Jackie Mason to the dancing rabbis to a very famous Jewish rapper, we have an unbelievable list, thanks to folks like Mia Raftery and Todd Shapiro, a big-name guest, John. So we will alert the folks how they can watch it. Stage 77 is a beautiful area. As COVID goes away, more and more listeners will be allowed to come here and watch some of these events live. Chad Lopez's brainchild. Good job at it, Chad. And it's all very, very exciting. So thanks again, John Catsimatidis and Margo.
God bless.
Lovely Margo, thank you for kicking off this incredible day here at WABC. And Bernie and I will be back with a multitude of bevy of big-name guests on this Israeli Independence Day